Welcome back again, guys. This is Uche now for Mom View podcast. I hope you guys had a good night. So, yeah, in the UK, the clocks went forward. So we're now in alignment with parts of the world like Nigeria. So my listeners in Nigeria, how are you doing? I'm sure most of you must have. Maybe you had your first experience at online service. I'm not sure. Or maybe your second experience. So it's in line with what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about tithes and offering. So like a little backstory to that. I don't know if people know about in Christianity, they're the Pentecostal churches. And so when you go to church, the expectation is at some point during service, you give offering. This happens even in the Anglican churches and also the Catholic churches. So now there is another aspect to that, which is the tithes. Okay, so tithing really is the expectation. It's in the Old Testament, in the Bible, where the expectation is that every month you're earning a monthly income. For example, you give 10% of your monthly income to the church. Okay, well, to God. Okay, well, I do offering. I don't do tithing. I did tithing for a while. Kind of did not believe in it anymore, so I stopped. And please, I just want to issue a disclaimer at this point. Please, nobody should come for me. I'm just kind of giving my view because something happened, and that's why I want to kind of talk about this today. So let me know what you think in the comments as well. Are you a tither or are you not? What do you think about it? Okay, so now that's the backstory to what we're going to talk about today. Now, you people are all aware that because of this corona pandemic, this global pandemic, a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people that are self-employed, they had to shut down restaurants, pubs. You know, just imagine the devastation. People are having to now not know how they can, you know, pay their mortgages or their rent or even feed their families. Now, if you in the UK, for example, the mortgage companies are giving interest breaks, like payment breaks, credit card companies, everybody is pulling together. Even the utilities are kind of reaching out to customers to say, if you're struggling with payments, just let us know. Now, billionaires in different parts of the countries are, you know, kind of setting up relief funds to help people that might be struggling. And then here come the churches. They're setting up online services and they're giving bank details for their members to give offering and tithes. So I'm wondering, is there a justification for that, or has the world gone absolutely crazy? How can you be asking your members who are struggling to feed themselves to give to the church? And so I sat down and I thought about it. I said, is this not the right time for the church to actually now say, yes, you've been faithful congregation members for years and you've given to the church. Now the church is going to give back to you, and the church will have a meeting. Churches around the world will come together and give to a fund and make sure that their members are taken care of during this uncertain times. That's my thinking. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, guys. So what do you guys think? Tithing and offering, should that also be put on hold the way you have the payment breaks? And I'm thinking the God in heaven will understand that, yes, this is a trying times for the children. Or what did you guys think? I'm being overdramatic or something? I don't know. You know, talk to me. What do you think? Because I'm just looking at it and, you know, there are so many videos making the rounds and they're giving the details for their bank accounts. And people are so mad because, as you can imagine, we're kind of jobless. We're just home. And so there's enough time to react and be angry and circulate your anger through videos and reactions. And so it's, yeah, that's what's making the rounds right now. I've received so many videos on this topic and people are venting and people are so upset. And for the first time, I agree with them, because one of my principles in life is there's a verse in the Bible that says, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. And so I avoid any discussions that involve pastors, okay, men of God, because I would not want to walk a day in their shoes. It's a very tough position to be in. There's a lot of pressure. People don't understand them sometimes. And, you know, they are giving to us. But, you know, I feel that sometimes they're also human beings and they get it wrong. And I think this is one of those times. Like, really, 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 guys, really. So, yeah, I hope you guys have watched my first podcast that was about life after Corona. Check it out if you haven't. And my platform is Podbean. So if you have the iPhone, it's in the Apple Store and it's free to download so that you can, you know, get watching all my podcasts going forward. So yes, I'm just here and chilling out and, you know, wanting to have you guys kind of tell me the topics. Oh, there are so many topics for us to talk about. And what I'll do is, as we progress, I'll probably have longer podcasts because I don't really want to keep waffling if I have nothing to say. This is what I wanted to say, and I wanted to keep it simple. So digest it this Sunday, and if I have something else to talk about, sometimes I'll put out two in a day. I need to put out as many as I can. Well, that's a suggestion, because on the platform, I'm a newbie, right? Because I'm just starting out. So get me to the next level, guys, and watch my podcast. The more hours I have of watch time that I'll get to the next level, and every level comes with benefits. So let's get there, guys, and enjoy your Sunday. I'm about to eat my rice and stew now. In our culture, we grew up eating rice every Sunday, so it's a culture I've continued with the kids. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about this topic that is trending right now, and see you next time. Be happy. Bye.